The birds are chirping, the planes are flying, the neighbors are laughing. We don't mind because it's story time. Welcome to another Kadzo's Planet podcast. Swahili in a Poem 3. What do you play when you are bored? Do you kick a ball? Let it hit a wall? Little me had things to do, places to be, things to see. If I had friends outside, brikicho, that's what we called hide and seek. When it's not fun, game in a bow. I know I sound like I'm speaking Greek. Bow is simply bore, the urban Swahili for those who don't want to speak proper. The right way to say it is boeka. I might try soccer. Who are we kidding? I was terrible at soccer. I'll play kalungo with Nicole. If only I could find her. Nicole lived in Block S. She loved this game. If you're wondering what it is, playing house is its name. We'd scour the whole estate looking for things for our house. We often found tiny bits fit for people as small as a mouse. Someone would be the baba and the other would be the mama. We always had a pet to add to the family drama. When cartoons were not on TV, we'd watch the boys play Bano. Some had their prizes in bottles, so many clear marbles. When the older kids allowed us, we'd join them in their games. Police and robbers was epic. We'd kick butts, take names. Futa wasn't the only game I was bad at. I always hit the floor playing bladder. I could never join the skipping rope right, and the ball always hit me too soon when I played Kati. I lost in playing Chobo. Always. Sakumi kifika, mwadhini aliimba. Esther, yaya wetu, alituagiza twende kwa nyumba. Kikombe moto cha uji, kuoshwa na moto maji. Siku iliisha, mchezoni tutarejea asubuhi. If you enjoyed listening to this poem, you can find a transcript on www.kadzosplanets.com. Link is in the description. Check our social media, also linked below, to get Swahili affirmations every Tuesday and Thursday. Thank you so much for listening, truly. As always, we close with, the birds are chirping, the planes are flying, the neighbors are laughing. We don't mind because it's story time.